Chapter 24. This is some unfair, Jasper told me 6 weeks later. It wasn't the first time he'd said it, and I knew it wouldn't be the last. It made me tingle with wicked delight every time. He sighed as he licked the last of the hot chocolate from around his snoot, shifting in his cushion of gold coins and sending them skittering across the cavern floor. You were never even interested in humans, unlike me, he pointed out, and now you get to be one whenever you want. But Mother won't even let me visit you there. She says she's still not sure if it's safe. It's safe, I told him. You can trust me on that. Those royals are determined not to displease us now that they have a dragon guard for their capital city. Every other kingdom is jealous of them, and apparently it's wonderful for trade. Moodily, Jasper scraped at the mound of gold coins with his claw. That Princess Sophia of yours has some interesting theories on the differences between draconic and human scholarship. It would be nice to get to talk to them in person instead of having to stick to letters all the time. I could always turn you human for a day or two if you wanted, I offered. I'm getting better at that sort of thing. I hardly even flinched anymore when I remembered that I was terrifying hood mage. It helped that Marina genuinely didn't care, just as long as I didn't let my newfound powers make me lazy in her kitchen. And that was never going to happen. I knew what I could do nowadays, and it only made me work harder than ever to control myself. I would never change anyone else against their will, the way that I'd been changed all those weeks ago. Silky insisted that she didn't mind having been my first victim. After all, deciding to support the chocolate house had brought her more chocolate in the last 7 weeks than most people ate in their entire lifetimes. Also, she'd negotiated herself a fabulous salary as Horst's new assistant. Although she insisted that it was a part-time role, she could never stay in just one place for a whole day. But she was a brilliant waitress for the chocolate house, whenever she chose to be there, and her handbills brought in more and more new customers every day. So no, I didn't feel guilty about what I'd done to my first real friend, but I had learned to be very careful. Still, my brother didn't need to know that, did he? Tongue-in-cheek, I grinned at him, making my voice sickly sweet. I probably wouldn't accidentally turn you into a slug, I told him, just by thinking the wrong thing as I was making your hot chocolate. Although if I did, carefully, discreetly, I shifted to one side, bracing every muscle for action, but innocently holding his gaze all the while. Would it really make all that much of a difference? Ah, smoke flying from his mouth, Jasper leaped for me, but I was already moving. Just as I'd planned, my brother landed on the prickly mountain of diamonds, emeralds, and other gemstones that rose just behind the spot where I'd been sitting a moment earlier. He came out sneezing, shaking his head, and roaring louder than ever, and he pounced on my back as I fled, snorting smoke balls. Soon we were rolling round and around on the floor, sending tiaras and precious stones flying into the air. Children, Mother sighed heavily as she crawled into the cavern, squeezing her glittering bulk through the main entryway. Can't I ever trust the two of you to behave together? Shaking her head, she dropped what she'd been holding. Here, we brought back food from the hunt for you both. Abandoning Jasper, I pounced on the feast. He grabbed the other end of it and we grinned at each other in perfect accord over our delicious meaty meal. It wasn't human, of course. My family had a new rule about that. Humans were not always to be avoided, not anymore, but they were never ever to be eaten. Dragons always protected their families. An hour later, it was time to go. I hooked the handle of my empty hot chocolate pot over one claw and hung the sack that had held my family's other chocolatey treats over another. Be good, Mother told me as I left the cave. She gave me one of her sternest looks. Make us proud. Remember, you're coming back here on your very next afternoon off. I will, I promised. I always do. And as I was climbing up the long tunnel that led out of the mountain, Jasper yelled after me. Don't forgive debts, give my letter to the princess. Grandfather was still shaking his head over that as I emerged into the open air into the spot where we'd been waiting for me. Oh, my hatchlings, what you've both come to. But he held out one massive forefoot, just like always, and I curled myself happily against his warm, scaly chest as both of his forelegs closed around me, holding me safe behind his giant claws. A moment later, his great wings were beating against the air. We flew up together in the cold, clear sky in the early twilight, soaring high above the mountainsides toward Drakenberg. In a few years, well, possibly as many as 30 years, if Mother really did have her way, I'd finally be able to fly myself back and forth from our mountain to the city. Perhaps I ought to have been furious about how long I would have waited. I would have to wait. In the old days, after all, it had driven me wild not to be allowed to rely on my own wings yet. But just now, after everything I'd been through. The truth was, it felt absolutely fine to look down at the trees in the mountainside below from the shelter of my grandfather's big claws, with his strong wings sweeping out around us as darkness crept across the sky. In fact, as I looked down on that rocky mountainside where my life had changed forever, I had to admit, if I ever saw that rascally food mage again, well, I certainly wouldn't thank him. I was a dragon, not a worm, but I wouldn't flame him either, because I wouldn't change what I had now for the world. Soon, of course, Grandfather would be leaving me again, in the city square closest to the chocolate heart, which was always cleared in preparation for his arrival. But even after he flew away, I wouldn't mind being apart from my family anymore. After all, I knew I'd be back on my next afternoon off in only 7 days. And in the meantime, when I closed my eyes, I could already imagine what would be waiting for me in the kitchen of the Chocolate Heart. When I walked back inside in my human form tonight, the smell of roasting cocoa beans would fill the air, and Marina would be standing by the stove ready to teach me a new recipe. Resting in my grandfather's closet, I breathed a happy line of smoke from my nose and dreamed of chocolate all the way home.